That the breath that we breathe is the breath of God. Feel that. We do not breathe alone or in isolation. All of creation is conspiring in this now moment, which means breathing together for good. Take a breath there. Feel that. All of creation is breathing together for good and for the glory of God. And it is celebrating at this time of year, it is celebrating the birth, the receptivity, the acknowledgement that each of us, we've been playing a game, but we are exactly now as God created us, perfect, whole, complete, innocent, emanations of the light and love of the all that is. And we play at celebrating a birth of a Christ away in a manger, far away, thousands of years ago. And what we do here today is that we anchor it within our very own being. As has been said, we give up the habit of seeking. And we declare that we are found this day. And we really don't need to wait until October 25th to allow that birth of the Christ to be within us now. Today is the day. Today is the day. And it is contingent upon the desire of the heart opening and receiving the divine impress of spirit, the divine idea as each of us, as Christ. That an angel has come upon us and has said, behold, behold, you are with child. And the divine feminine that is within each of us opens to receive this divine idea. And the angel says, fear not, for I am with you. And you have found favor with God. Not because God ever went anywhere, but because our favor is found the moment we turn to the light. The moment we turn to that spark of the divine within and start giving it our attention rather than the world, right? And so our hope is that this is true. Our hope is that this is true about each of us, that the Christ candle is already lit, and how we fan that flame is that we turn from fear and darkness with our breath to some sort of light within. And we hope it's true. We just hope it's true. And then that hope of that which we desire, that hope of that which we desire. So love is pointing the way. Love is coaxing us. It's saying, walk this way, turn this way, turn to the light. It's within you, it's not without. How clever of God to hide it right where you are, right? You know, it's right there. Don't need to go anywhere. Don't need to take another class, although I'll invite you to. But it's right here, right now. And that hope gives way to a faithfulness. The fan of the flame becomes brighter. And we begin to shift from that which we hope is true to that which we know is true. And we walk forth with the faithfulness of God itself. You don't need to do it on your own. We're removing any sense of separation. We're joining with that all power, that faithfulness of God. And as we focus on that and begin to focus less on the world of appearances and things and dramas and traumas, I mean, we can occupy ourselves there for a while, and it, you know, it'll be okay. But the truth hasn't changed meanwhile. Meanwhile, the truth is still true because it's true always. You and God are one. Say this, God and I are one. God and I are one. God and I are one. Feel that. There is no separation. This is the birth. And this is the restoration of our divine identity. And that's all Christmas is about. It's about us rising in our own divine identity as God created us. And thank goodness for the one named Jesus who demonstrated it for us. But let us not misconstrue that he did it and that was supposed to be the end of the story. No, we're the continuation of the story. And so as we fan these flames, and we are restored to our divine identity, oh my goodness gracious, a peace washes over us. Say, oh my goodness gracious, a peace is washing over me. Do this so you can feel it, so you can get your body in it. Ah, do this. I stand up here just to see what you guys will do. Like, what can I do that they'll do? And then I got to really be careful of this little thing because I might just go flying off the... Oh, just feel that with me. Laughter is good. Releasing seriousness is good. Playfulness is of God. And so how very grateful I am for this. Because here's the deal. I was... sometimes, like, I don't know if this ever happens to you, but I got really, like, serious. And... Who's laughing out there? I see you. You know what I mean. Yeah. I got real serious. And when I got serious, I got afraid. And when I got afraid, I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to do what I'm supposed to do tomorrow? So this was yesterday. And I was like, you know, because sometimes I wake up or I fall back asleep. And then I think I'm the one who's doing it. Silly me. Silly goose. And then I paused and took a breath and knew of my own self, I do nothing. The Christ was not born in isolation. There's a whole cast of characters involved in this story. And every single one of them is an aspect of ourselves. Every single one of them. So we're bringing it all home, these different aspects. And by the time we get to Christmas, there will be all kinds of characters in that scene. Not unlike the cast of characters here, wink, wink, that we come together to herald in a grand awakening of the Christ consciousness at Unity Renaissance, right here. That's what we're up to. I know, we do all kinds of different things and we think we're up to different things, but really, that's the main thing we're up to. And everything that we occupy ourselves with in life and in church is still about this. How is it contributing to your remembrance of your divine identity as Christ? And so this divine identity idea of this is really what Christmas is about. And by the time we've lit that first candle and now we've lit the second candle and it's about peace, it's pretty much done. Because once we turn to the light and realize the light is within us, is us, our divine identity restored, peace washes over us. Peace washes over us. Say, peace washes over me now. You see, Jesus said something like, I leave you my peace. Not the peace that the world gives, but my peace. my peace as one, as a brother who knows your divine identity. Brother, meaning of the same lineage, which makes you of this lineage. Right? So it's this peace, the peace of God, the peace of one knowing their divine identity, their oneness with God, and oneness in divine mind. This is the peace. And this is what it feels like. I want to share with you what it feels like. I mean, I know you have these moments, and so when we begin to focus on these moments and remember, oh yeah, this isn't something that happens outside myself, I've had these experiences, then we can begin to remember, I don't need to seek. So yesterday I'm walking. I know I've shared this with you. I walk a lot. I enjoy it. It's how a lot of my, what I call my downloads for my messages, for my teaching comes. And sometimes it's tricky because I don't have paper with me or a pen or, you know. So then I say to myself, okay, pin that, pin this. Got to put that in there. And then I go home and I write. It's kind of a fun little way of how I walk through the experience of preparing for this. And I was walking yesterday. It was beautiful. And I'm so very grateful you guys called me here, because I am having the time of my life being back in a spiritual community that wants to play in this way, and in a landscape that is so beautiful. And we have seasons. And I've griped a little bit about it. I don't have closed-toed shoes. I need to go buy socks, you know, because I came up from Florida. But really, it's what I've longed for. Because the way the seasons inform us is extraordinary. And the time of year of the birthing of this Christ consciousness, the remembrance of who we are in the fall to winter is just perfect. So it's cold, it's beautiful, it's clear, it's crisp, it's quiet, super quiet. Everybody's gone. It's too cold out, too windy out. I'm like, not for me, let's go. You know, it's like, let's get out there. And in that experience, there was a nothingness, no thought. It was so deep and so vast. And so quiet in my mind that it frightens me for a moment. And then it was bliss. Wow. I really don't need to think about a darn thing. Now, yeah, I went home and I wrote a whole bunch of notes, but you're over there. We're on a need-to-know basis. And when we get that and when we can trust that, I'll have a thought when I'm meant to have a thought. I'll have an idea when one drops in. I don't need to plot and plan or go through intellectual mental gymnastics. You know, the intellect is fascinating. Powerful tool. It can maneuver. It can put things together. It's fabulous. But it is a poor servant to your heart, unless it's surrendered to it. So this is the peace I'm speaking of, the peace that surpasses human understanding, the peace that is the prerequisite that gives rise to being the channel for love, to being the channel for joy, for being the channel for peace, and for being the emissaries and the Christ in this world, in this moment. This is why this is the most important thing you will do before the end of the year. Is the awakening of this consciousness. And when we make that our priority by practicing our own individual practice of this Advent season, that's what emerges for us. Take a breath here with me. I got to have a time with the leaders of our community yesterday, not the board leaders, but the staff leaders and the leadership of our volunteers. And we had that candle in the center of our meeting. And every day, I'm mentally or outwardly doing what we do here on Sundays. And I have invited this whole community to do this. We have an Advent booklet that can guide us and help us. But I'm so interested in what a community that awakens together is like. Now, you might say, well, we've already done it, but there's more. And we get to do it together. I just got here, so let's do it together. So anyway, we had the Advent candle in the center, and we go through our meeting, and at one point, I talked about modeling and leadership. So modeling our teaching, our principles. And I told this story with the question of, when things seem to go wrong, or fear rises in you, or there's a challenge, how are you going to react? Because when you're the leader, everybody is looking at you. So I tell the story of when I was a little girl. I was about in the second grade. I had just gotten my adult teeth in, my two front ones. And I went on a bike ride. And I had an accident. And I went over my handlebars, and I bit the pavement. And there go my teeth. And I'm a little kid, and I imagine I had a bloody face, but I couldn't see myself. And I wasn't sure what happened. So I ran into the house, and my mother's at the kitchen sink, so her back is to me, and I don't know what I said. You know, I said, Mom. And she turned around, and she took one look at me and went, ah! And so what did I do? Sorry, I hope that didn't bust your ears out or anything. What did I do? Ah! You are the Christ in your experience of this life and in your friend with your friends and your work and your families. You're going to get lots of practice this season. Right? Some family dinners and those kinds of things that might challenge you. Or there's going to be conversations. And I'm going to invite us to do what we do here. We're going to pause. We're going to take a breath. We're going to turn within. We're going to light some candles in our minds. We're going to fan a flame, and we're going to remember our divine identity. And we're going to remember that, you know what? I don't have to fix everything. I just have to be peace. I just have to be the presence of that. And if there are words to say, you will be given them. And if there are gestures or things for you to do, you will be guided. This week, we practice being the presence of peace. Being the presence. presence of peace, because it becomes the foundation . It becomes the condition. It becomes the environment within which your divine identity as the light of God can flourish. It's the oxygen that feeds the flame. Take a breath here with me. Was that audible? Peace, according to the revealing word, says, is harmony and tranquility derived from awareness of the Christ consciousness. It's a tranquility and a harmony. And you as a peacemaker, we as peacemakers have the ability to say peace in the midst of the turbulent waves, the fearfulness, the conditions of life, as demonstrated by Jesus, peace be still. The I am is in the midst of us. I think that's enough for today. I had more. Come back next week. And so, at the end of every service, we're going to be preparing the way again. And that's why that song is the thread that we pull during this month. Because the invitation is that each of us are preparing the way. The way for that Christ to be birthed within you. To receive the divine idea. And when the world says, oh, you're crazy, or that's blasphemous, to have the courage to say, get thee behind me. I'm going to focus here. I am going to allow the presence of God to be who I am, what I am, how I serve. So we pause here. And as we take a breath, we approach the sanctuary of our soul. We breathe into the heart space. We drop from the head to the heart. And in the mind's eye, there is an altar. And upon the altar, there is a candle. Lo and behold, the candle at the center is already illuminated. Never went anywhere. And as we turn to it within, it grows. I turn from fear, from darkness, from senses of separation, from dramas and traumas, and stories of the world. And I light a candle of hope, of the distant remembrance that God and I are one. And as I turn in this direction, that light grows into a faithfulness where I sense and feel, where I remember the presence of God. The presence of God's immediacy the moment I turn, the moment the prodigal son or daughter turns, there God is. And I allow a peace to wash over me, and I light the candle of peace. Peace be still, I am in the midst of thee. I shift in my seat here. I sit a little taller. I take on the mantle of the Christ leading. I say, to the self as Christ, as Christ. I abide in perfect safety. I release all tension. Allow the body to release. Relax. As Christ in perfect safety, I dissolve my mind, my thinking, my thoughts into the perfect peace of the mind of God. And as I breathe in, I accept. And as I exhale, the peace of God. In continuing, I accept the peace of God. I accept the peace of God. And continuing in the stillness for a moment. As I accept the peace of God, it washes over me from the top of my head down through my entire being, out through the tips of my toes, and it extends before me as if calling my entrance everywhere I go. Here is the peace of God. And so I say thank you, Mother, Father, God, Infinite Spirit, that this is already so, that in this already doneness, I relax, I allow, I let. My light to go before me. I allow the whisper in my ear. I allow the tug of my heart. And I see, sense, and know that the magnificence of God is all around me. That my eyes can now see. And I am grateful, I am thankful, I marvel at the beauty of life as it unfolds before my very eyes. And I say thank you, Mother, Father, God, Infinite Spirit, for this season, for this community, for this awakening, that the Christ is here now and forevermore. And it is me and all my brothers and sisters. And as I take a breath here, I allow this music to carry me to the wonder of creation, of life, of the world.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see sky.